Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is gaming analyst Ken Adams of Reno. We're going to be talking about the glut of gaming worldwide and the technology that goes with it. And on our pundit panel today, we have Marsha Birkbigler, Dory Guy, and Heidi Smith. And that's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Ken Adams of Reno. He's a longtime Nevada gaming analyst, and when I covered gaming for the Reno Gazette Journal, Ken, you and the late, great Bill Edington were my best sources, so I'm glad you came on the show today. But I wanted to talk to you first about how gaming has grown nationwide. And, of course, state governments see gaming as a great golden goose laying the golden egg for taxes. And, of course, Nevada's gambling empire has been hurt by California, and then Atlantic City has been hurt by Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is hurt by Ohio. And then not only do we have all these states involved, we have so many ways to gamble. We have brick-and-mortar casinos. We have online gaming. We have lotteries. Is there enough gaming revenue, Ken, to go around for all the people that want to have gaming revenue in their tax coffers?
Well, gaming revenue is disposable income. So the limit is on the disposable income. How many people, one, have a propensity to gamble? And it's a fairly high number of the population. It's at least 80% who at one time or another will make a wager. But there's a limited amount of that disposable income. And when it's taken, it's taken. So whether the lottery gets it, whether the casino gets it, or whoever gets it, when it's gone, it's gone. And casinos or lotteries don't manufacture money. They just take the disposable income.
Well, I found it interesting that Governor Chris Christie, when New Jersey was putting together its budget, his 2-year budget, is that they budgeted like $130 million for online poker, but other studies show it's only going to come in at like $30 million.
At best. Nobody's certain yet, because no numbers have been released yet. So we don't know. December will be the first full month of its operation, and we don't know really yet what it's going to be. But he's overestimated for certain.
Okay. Now, the thing that I was amazed at in reading your blog is that lotteries, Mega Million, Powerball, seem to be so popular, and people cross state lines to buy a lottery ticket. It happens here in Reno, and it happens in Las Vegas. But it seems like every dollar spent on a lottery is one less dollar spent in a Nevada casino. How big is this lottery issue for Nevada casinos moving forward into the future?
You know, I don't know that it's, at this moment, it's particularly important to Nevada casinos. It is in the long term. Those jackpots are engineered now to get over $500 million, Mega Millions and Powerball. And Mega Millions is probably going to get the biggest. It looks now that it's going to be able to get close to $1 billion. And when that happens, it creates a feeding frenzy. It attracts the media, and it attracts tremendous buying. When that happens, people stop going someplace else, obviously, because they're buying those tickets. And Nevada, the two largest places for sales for California are next to the Nevada border.
Right.
So it does. And if you don't know anybody, certainly all the rest of us know somebody from Reno who, when those jackpots get big enough, go to the California border. And now that California has both Mega Millions and Powerball, Nevadans will be big players in that market.
So let me get this straight. You think that these jackpots could go all the way to $1 billion? That's with the B, $1
billion? $1 billion. They've re-engineered the new Mega Millions just started in October, and its first full run, reached $680 million.
Wow.
First time on the re-engineered one, and it will go higher. All the possibilities had not been taken. Only about 80% of the possibilities have been purchased, whereas the last Powerball that reached that height, 99% of them, or 95, whatever the estimate was, of all the possibilities have been purchased. So it was almost certain to hit. Whereas this one still had lots of room, lots of potential to get bigger.
Wow, I can't believe that's so high. Now let's talk about Reno a little bit. Reno's go-go days of gambling are long gone. Maybe it peaked in 1984. But I see some movement downtown. The Virginian has been sold, and also the old Prima Donna has been taken over by Jeff Seary. What do you see? I know we're never going to go back to the old days of grandeur for downtown Reno, but what do you see for Reno going forward in 2014, especially with these perhaps two new renovated properties?
Mm-hmm. I don't think both of them will be have gaming. I don't. Mm. I'd be surprised if the Virginian did. His plans a developer seems to be to create other kinds of developments for the downtown. Jeff Seary, on the other hand, I think that's a model that can be successful. Jeff's going to have not a lot of slot machines and not a lot of other things. It won't have a great deal of overhead nor any debt, and just deal with the people that are on the street rather than having to attract anybody. He plans on it being a street business. And I think that's a model that might work in Reno. I don't know how many of them we could sustain, but
okay. And he has no debt on this property, so that's a plus right there.
Huge.
Ken, let's take a break, and I want to talk to you about Sheldon Adelson's Euro Vegas in Spain when we come back. We'll be right back with more with gaming analyst Ken Adams after these few words.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends.
play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager. Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is gaming analyst Ken Adams of Reno. Now, Ken, Las Vegas Sands boss Sheldon Adelson recently pulled the plug on his $30 billion Euro Vegas resort in Spain. From reports, it just seemed like he just wanted too much from the Spanish government, including lifting Spain's public smoking ban in his casino. Do you think that Las Vegas Sands will try in another European country, or do you think they'll give up on Europe and maybe just concentrate on Macau and Las Vegas? And, you know, Macau's a cash cow anyway.
Within 10 days after he made that announcement, he said publicly that he was considering many other European cities, about 10, and he listed them. One of them was Athens, because the next day the Athens papers then said, oh, we have a chance. Because his model for those is like Macau, not one casino, not one resort, but a complex of hotels and resorts and casinos that he didn't plan on building all of them any more than in Macau, but only a portion of it. And it's such a huge project that many cities will be attracted by it, especially with high unemployment like Spain. They were estimating as many as 250,000 people might be employed by EuroVegas.
Wow. And what were the key reasons, do you think, that the deal fell through, other than the smoking ban?
The smoking ban is the main one. I don't know whether he wanted some financial concessions too, some taxing concessions, so I'm not certain how serious those were. And I'm not certain that there isn't something else behind in the negotiations. I have no idea, but rumor is that he's difficult under those circumstances when he negotiates, and that he's very demanding.
Okay, of course, Mr. Adelson has been in the news lately for lobbying Congress for to block any online poker, online gaming legislation through Congress. Already, you know, three states have online gaming. We have Nevada, Delaware, and New Jersey. Are we going to see a state-by-state way of adopting online gaming, or do you think eventually Congress, despite Sheldon Adelson's pleas, will approve an online gaming bill for the nation?
Well, it appears that Congress over the next year or so is going to be busy fighting presidential battles, so they won't have any time for online gaming. And it doesn't seem to be an issue that draws a lot of attention, except within the gaming industry. California is one of the states that is considering legalizing it, and it's highly likely that many other states will. For one thing, it's appeals to all lottery directors, because it allows them to have more products and have them online and a more direct access to their player base. So I think it will spread Whether it spreads a great deal in 2014, I don't know, but I think it will spread.
Well, you mentioned the presidential race, and I saw on your blog that British bookie William Hill, who also does business in Nevada, has already started taking wagers on the 2016 presidential election, mm-hmm. and Hillary Clinton is a 5-2 favorite right now. Any thoughts on Clinton being a 5-2 favorite?
Well, there aren't enough bets yet. There's a serious reason to believe that if a proposition is put up and enough people wager on it, that you can get an idea of the outcome of an event. Because enough people represent a collective intelligence, and it's used in intelligence gathering, that principle, mm-hmm. that you put a wager up and enough, you get enough people wagering it, and you get a sense for, at least for public opinion, in a better way than you do in an opinion poll. So it's too early, one bet, but it's worth watching in the future those wagers on the American presidential election. They may have more. They may have more information, we think.
I really think that's interesting. Of course, that's illegal here in the United States. Let's go halfway around the world to Macau, which is the gaming capital of the universe. It far exceeds the money taken in Las Vegas. But I read a story on your Adams report that noting that, you know, although right now gaming is illegal in Japan, the Japanese prime minister is pushing a gambling bill that could see casino gaming in time for Tokyo's 2020 Olympic Games. Maybe if you could talk a little bit about this.
Well, that from the industry standpoint, that's what they hope will happen. And Sheldon Adelson, among others, Stephen Wynn, also are very interested, expressed an interest in most of the operators in Macau, as a matter of fact, have expressed an interest in Japan. Whether or not it happens, this seems to be a question, that maybe the Japanese will take too long to do it, maybe they'll think it's better to wait until after the Olympics and not taint their reputation by it. It's up in the air, and we don't know now. Everybody's just speculating, but certainly there's lots of interest in it.
Well, you can really see where it'd really be a huge market, because not only do you have South Korea, you have China nearby, and it creates a huge marketplace for gaming.
Mm-hmm. Well, they think that the Japanese market alone, because the pachinko games, they have a slot machine-like game, and they're very, very profitable. They make much more than the casinos do in the United slot machines do in the United States. And they think that the market's large enough just within Japan to be a very significant market before you cater to the Chinese, the Vietnamese, the Koreans, and the rest.
Okay. Ken, we got to drop it right there. Thank you for coming on today. We'll be right back after these few messages with our Blue Ribbon Pundit panel, so please stay tuned.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Hi, I'm Angela Bolentini. I grew up in Carson City, and I'm proud to serve the residents of this great community. If you've been injured in an accident, give me a call. I have the experience and knowledge to get you the compensation you deserve.
Dollar Loan Center has got you covered. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No checking account required. No application fees. No prepayment penalties. And now, your trusted name in short-term lending is funding title loans. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of 80 locations. Or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
It's a free-for-all.
It's our giant New Year's sale, and this Wednesday, you get a free upgrade.
It's big, really big. Get 0% interest financing until 2018.
2018? Plus, get a free upgrade. No minimum purchase.
Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, on sale now.
Start off the new year with our exclusive upgraded offer.
0% interest till 2018.
Plus a free upgrade. No minimum purchase.
It's our giant New Year's Day sale, Wednesday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. at More Furniture for Less.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
Ready or not, here I come.
Take time to be a dad today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back for our pundit panel today. We have a great pundit panel today. First, we have Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee woman. Hello, Heidi. Then we have Marsha Burke-Bigler, consultant with 40 LLP, and of course, Washoe County Commissioner. And last but not least, Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic Chair. Welcome to y'all.
Thank you.
Now, yesterday we were playing a game of who wins and who runs. We had a good time with it, so let's continue. Now, we were talking about the lieutenant governor's race yesterday, and we were talking about the Republican side, Hutchison versus Loudoun. But on the Democratic side, it looks like Harry Reid seems to be endorsing Assemblywoman Lucy Flores of North Las Vegas. He told me, quote, demographically, she's perfect, young, dynamic, and Hispanic. And he also said that Lucy Flores could beat either Mark Hutchison or Sue Loudoun. You're shaking your head already. No.
No Heidi. Name recognition. Who's Lucy Flores? I mean, to the common man.
She's well known in the southern part of the state. So I know her, and she would make an incredible politician, lieutenant governor.
Yeah. She has no experience. She's served one term in the state legislature, and some would say did that ineffectively. I believe was nominated as one of the worst legislators in the legislative session as far as working with others, and she has no experience. Can she run a state? What does lieutenant governor run the state? But occasionally, yes. And
in this case
it would be serious,
because if Sandoval won and wins against Harry Reid in 2016, Lucy Flores would then become Governor Flores,
which is why in my opinion, which is why Senator Reid is pushing her, because he knows that if she is lieutenant governor, he doesn't believe that Sandoval will run against him. I think that's the reason he's pushing her. No other reason.
Dory, let me ask you, as a Democrat, Harry Reid wanted Catherine Cortez Masto, the attorney general, to run. She declined. Is there any way that maybe Harry can talk her into running?
Possibly. You know, she's an incredible woman. I really admire her and respect her, and she would be a wonderful governor if it ever came to that point. But maybe he can talk her into it. You know, we still have some time, and I don't know that she has scheduled her future at this point, but let's kind of wait and see.
Okay, now this one gets confusing, this next question, because it's musical chairs in state government. Okay, current Secretary of State Ross Miller is running for Attorney General. Current Treasurer Kate Marshall is running for Secretary of State. And current Comptroller Kim Wallen is running for Treasurer. Heidi, can all three of these people win a game of musical chairs?
It depends on who's running against them.
But what about name recognition, incumbency, already running statewide? It seems like they have a big, big advantage over whoever gets in the race.
It has worked well before for Republicans. I can see that happening. But if you've got a really good Republican running against them, you have to remember in the last 4 years we've had a change in the politics or the population of Nevada. So it's all up for grabs at that point. These days it gets down to who has the best campaign. I can remember years ago How soon we forget. That wonderful man whose name I can't remember, but he could not speak. He had a stammer, but his campaign was so well managed that he was able to win without having to give speeches.
Well, I don't think he can do that anymore. I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't think he can get elected. Marsha, what do you think about these three?
I know all three of these people really well. I've worked with them pretty extensively, and I think they're all very bright, all very capable. I think it really depends on who runs against them also. But In my opinion, I think Miller's a shoo-in. I think he absolutely is. He's charismatic. He's dynamic. He's intelligent.
Good-looking.
He's good-looking. He's well-known in the state. He has a father who's well-known in the state. So he has some family connection that I think will be helpful to him. Not because he's riding on his dad's coattails, but because he's proven himself as capable and a good guy. So I really think he's the next attorney general. As to the other two, a lot will depend on who runs against them and how it goes.
Okay, now, Dory, let's stay with Ross Miller. Of course, his father, Bob Miller, was...
Right.
The longest serving governor in the history of Nevada, and many people see Ross as becoming the governor one day. I see him as almost the anointed candidate, much like Kenny Gwynn was moving forward.
Oh, yes.
Do you think that Ross Miller will end up as our governor at some point in his life?
I personally absolutely agree with that. I think that he will eventually be our governor. He's young, he's dynamic, he's got a wonderful background, he's extremely intelligent, and like I said, he's good looking, and that helps in a campaign.
So. Okay.
She's absolutely right on that one.
Do you agree he'll be a governor?
I think that goes without saying. He is the anointed one.
You bet.
He's just like Kenny Gwynn was.
Yep.
Okay, ladies, we got to stop it right there. We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few messages from our sponsors.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies, and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
It's Join Our Planet January at Planet Fitness for just $10 down and $10 a month, now until January 10th. What does $10 down and $10 a month get you at Planet Fitness? Yep, 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 all of this. Yep, for only $10 down and $10 a month until January 10th. Yep. Hi, John. Nope. Nope and nope. Yep-er. Just $10 down and $10 a month, just until January 10th? Yep. It's Join Our Planet January, only at Planet Fitness.
Are you looking for fun and excitement, plus action and adrenaline that won't break the bank? You found it. The all-new PBR Velocity Tour. The most dangerous 8 seconds in sports. Saturday night, January 18th at Lawler Event Center. This is the PBR like never before. In a world-class bull riding spectacular. Tickets start at just $15. Get them now at MyNevadaTickets.com. Brace yourself, Reno. This is Velocity.
I'm workers' comp attorney Jay Short. I grew up on a family farm, and I know the value of hard work. I also know how devastating an on-the-job injury can be. Trusting the right workers' compensation lawyer can make all the difference in getting you and your family back on your feet. At my office, workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. We'd like to help you.
If you've been hurt on the job, call attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
Thanks for watching on our next broadcast. The guest will be Reno City Councilman Dwight George, who is a possible candidate for the mayor of Reno. You don't want to miss that. Thanks for watching.